The urge to taunt him welled within me, shocking in its ferocity. I didn't want to merely take the throne. I wanted him to know it was about to happen. I wanted him to fear it. "Have you ever known true power?" I asked. "Ultimate power." He frowned a little, but he wasn't sneering any more. I had intrigued him. "There exists an amulet, an artifact of the gods, made from the eye of Horus himself. It has power that you cannot even begin to imagine." I's face paled. It was clear he had indeed heard of the eye, and, more than that, he already feared it. This would be too easy. "Think of what a person could do with that kind of power," I said. "One could do anything they wanted, could they not? They would be as powerful as the gods." I raised my clenched fist. I couldn't hold back any longer. The eye pulsed harder than ever before, and I could barely string my words together. I wanted to focus on nothing but the eye, but I had to remember my goal. Remove eye from the throne. "I possess the eye. I have the power of the gods. And you will die." The eye pulsed, agreeing with me. I gave me a bewildered look and shook his head. "I do believe she has lost her mind," he said to the hall at large. His voice was pitying. He shouldn't pity me. He should fear me. "You must die," I cried. I squeezed my fingers around the eye, waiting for it to act. I pointed towards me and shouted, "Guards, take her away. She is to be restrained for her own safety. Alone. She is to have no opportunity to conspire with anyone to escape again." Guards ran to grab my arms. I tried to shake them off. No, they couldn't take me away yet. Not before I saw I fall to the ground. "Die!" I cried again. My emotions bubbled over. I threw back my head and laughed. But I continued to sit on his throne and look at me as if I was a rather bewildering bug beneath his sandal. "Why are you not dying?" I felt as confused as he looked. I opened my fist and stared down at the eye. "Why are you not working? What did I do wrong?" I leaned forward a little, as if to see what I held. I closed my fingers around the eye. Its power was not for the likes of him to see. The eye pulsed, reassuring me. It still wanted me to use it. But I had tried, and it didn't answer me.